You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Sacrifice. If you're not ready to sacrifice, you have to sit home. This is just my advice for young guys who want to become great champion, you know. And patient. Patient, hard work, sacrifice. Like, without these things, doesn't matter how talented you are, this is not work.
If you quit, it's really easy to predict your future. How's that feel? But if you don't quit, if you go for it with no proof, you can't quantify it. People are going to call you crazy. Your friends are going to look at you sideways. And you might fail for a while. And you might have to pay your success tax. And you might have to go through 7 failures, 9 failures, 12 failures. You might be sleepless at night wondering why the heck you're doing it. But on the other side of that, you get to see who you're meant to be and tap into your full potential, and there's nothing better.
How badly do you want what you want? How badly do you want it? Or do you want it at all? If you want it so badly, if you want it with tremendous intensity of desire, there's really nothing in the world that can stop you from getting it.
Discomfort will stop you from doing things. Just like your ego will stop you from doing things, discomfort will stop you. Pain will stop you. Suffering will stop you. And you can stop, but you don't have to.
You are the problem, and you are the solution. It's not the economy. It's not your boss. It's not the circumstances. It's you. Your mindset. Your choices. Your habits. So fix your discipline. Sharpen your focus. Kill your excuses. No one is coming to take your problems away. No one owns you, and no one owes you.
I'm tired of feeling the way I feel every day. I'm tired of how I feel. I'm tired of lying to myself, lying to people, and just being some piece of shit. And I always knew in the back of my mind I could be something special, but I knew the work it was going to take was going to kill me. I was afraid of that. I was afraid of the brutality and the suffering I was going to have to endure. But I knew I could do something.
I used to think that there was something wrong with me, when in reality, I just didn't understand what the nature of being exceptional meant. And so I'm saying this purely from a definitional perspective. To be exceptional means that you are the exception. It means that you are not normal. And so it's normal for normal people to find you abnormal if you do things that are not normal. Don't let people who have mediocre goals deter you from taking actions that make you great, because it makes you different.
If at the end of your life someone said, "How was your life?" and you said, "It was good," I'll be really sad. As you're watching this right now, maybe you're going through something. Guess what? It won't last. It won't last. And that's really the way life is. I mean, think about it. You don't know short unless you know tall. You don't know hot unless you know cold. You don't know happy unless you know sad. You don't know ecstatic, like over the moon excited, unless you probably know a little bit of depression. So I think it's designed by God, by the universe, that you don't get to have the success, the happiness, unless you go through the crap. So whatever you're going through right now, know that it won't last.
Life doesn't always lighten the load, but you can get stronger. Some people fold under pressure and call it unfair. Others tighten the straps and keep it moving. You don't get to control what shows up, but you do get to decide how you show up for it. Strength isn't about having it easy. It's about refusing to let the weight define you.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
If you will change, everything will change for you. You don't have to change what's outside. All you've got to change is what's inside. To have more, you simply have to become more.
I wish you the courage to be warm when the world would prefer you be cool. I wish you success sufficient to your needs. I wish you failure to temper that success. I wish you joy in all your days. I wish you sadness so that you may better measure joy. I wish you gladness to overbalance the grief. I wish you humor and a twinkle in your eye. I wish you glory and strength to bear the burdens. I wish you sunshine on your path and storms to season your journey.
In order for something new to come, something old must go. And that old can sometimes mean let go of what you know until now.
Most people try to create a new personal reality as the same personality, and it doesn't work. You literally have to become someone else. If you keep thinking the same thoughts, keep demonstrating the same behaviors, keep living by the same feelings and emotions, your personal reality is going to stay exactly the same. But if you have new thoughts that lead to new choices, that demonstrate new actions, that create new experiences, that cause you to feel differently, you will begin to walk into a new future.
Sometimes you will have to convince yourself that it's possible, that you can go from zero to hero, from peasant to king, if you change the way that you think. And if you don't know how to change the way that you think, begin to digest new information. Stay away from the haters. Stay away from the losers. Stay away from the people with weak minds and weak mentalities, and find those people that empower you. Find those people, elevate your spirit and your soul, and understand that your potential, my friend, is limitless. You, my friend, are limitless. But you must believe. And if you can believe, all things are possible.
All you have is this moment. So you have to continuously focus on bringing attention to this moment and keep reminding yourself that What decision can I make in this moment that is aligned with the best version of myself, that is aligned with the vision of where I'm trying to get to?
If you look at stories of great men, of great women in history, that story always has a lot of disadvantages that were overcome. There is something in the process of overcoming hardship that creates greatness. Most people quit through that process. If you can survive it, then your story will be a great one.
You gotta bet on you. It's so funny that you believe in others. You would bet on others. You would support others. You would be there for others. But when it comes to you, you take a darn back seat. I don't understand it. I'm gonna bet on me.
I needed somebody and they didn't do it. So I decided at that point, I guess, I don't need you. The only person I need is me. And I'll be damned if I'm ever gonna need somebody. I ain't needing somebody. I'll be damned if I'm ever gonna need somebody again.
Don't be afraid of people rejecting. Stick to your guns. That fear, it just withers the soul. It makes what you create just like everything else out there. But when you think, no, I'm gonna be myself, I'm gonna mind what's different about me, I'm gonna be bold and confident. Those who are trying to follow all the trends don't have impact.
Find out what you're good at. Find out what craft or thing or what are you good at? What you have an aptitude for? Do you like history? Do you like math? Do you like artwork? Do you like music? You find out what you have a natural inclination towards. You find out what you're good at. And then you figure out how to help other people with that thing that you're good at. And once you figure that out, that's purpose. 2 + 2 = 4. So what are you good at? How can you help other people? That's your purpose.
Everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. Shake off this notion that life is there and you're just going to live in it. Embrace it, change it, improve it, make your mark upon it.
Remember, you guys only have one life on this earth, okay? It's not too late to change everything. Get up, guys. Make today the day.
The more I listen to this, the better my life gets. If they don't have what you want, don't listen to what they say. There's no greater waste of time than justifying your actions to people who have a life you don't want.
Build a vision of what you would like to accomplish between now and the end of the year. And then make a written description of that vision. Paint the picture with words. Vision. Vision is going to direct your life if you let it. Use it constructively. See what you want. Don't spend any time thinking of what you don't want. When you get a picture in here, make it big, make it beautiful. You'll be glad you did.
What we feel is what manifests. It's the energy that we put out that we get back. Claim it in your heart right now. Who do you want to be? How do you want to feel? What do you want to give? And what do you want to receive? And ask yourself that. Design your day every single day. You have the power within you to design your life. What you see is a reflection of what you believe. So are we going to say yes to a new belief system now?
Do the thing. And you'll get the energy to do the thing. Do the thing, and you'll get the energy to do the thing. Don't wait. Start right now, whether you're ready or not. Just say, I'm going after it. I'm going to get it. And your present circumstance has got nothing to do with where you're going.
You've got to accept yourself for what you've done wrong. Do your best. And also, find some difficult to do, because that gets away a lot of the anxiety that you carry around in your body. Difficult things make regular life less difficult.
Anything is possible here, that you're only limited by your imagination. Now, it's not going to be handed to you. You have to find your way through. And there will be times that you're going to hit dead ends, but you have to pick yourself back up. You have to be smart. You have to calculate another route, and then you keep moving forward.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south, and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now you can either accept that, or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin. You do the math, you solve one problem, and you solve the next.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's gonna happen. All that matters is that you gotta get up.
Work hard. Be somebody. Be something more than what you see in the mirror. Let the world be your mirror. Don't let them judge you, because the mirror can't judge you. You judge what you see in it.
There's a great Chinese expression, a great old proverb. The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
Just be the best version of yourself in anything that you do. You don't have to live anybody else's story. Sometimes people make it seem like you have to have certain prerequisites or a crazy life story in order to be successful in this world. But the truth is, you really don't. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you have or don't have, what you lack. All you need to have is an undying passion for what you do and a relentless drive and the will to do whatever it takes to be successful.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
You're not allowed to give excuses, because excuses are a sign of weakness. We give no excuses when we fail. Failure is just fertilizer to help us grow as a team.
Guys, in life, you know, winning isn't everything, but training to win is. Having the will to win, that is everything. Whether you win or not, you're going to give up or fail. You need to get back up and try it again. But if you don't have the will to win, and you don't train to win, that's where you're really missing the mark, guys.
You ever had a gut feeling that maybe you were meant for more?
What if you were everything you could be? Fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
We're all trying to improve ourselves. No one's perfect. I'm not perfect now. I never will be. You're not, and you never will be, but you're better than you were yesterday, and you're going to be better tomorrow.
You know, the greatest lesson my mother ever taught me, when I was a kid, whatever I started, I had to finish it. Whether I got in the midst of something and didn't care for a coach, whether I got in the midst of an organization and didn't care for a leader, my mother would never let me start something and stop, because she would always say, the person that you will become by enduring the process is far more important than the person that you have to deal with in the midst of the process.
Your present or past results have absolutely nothing to do with what's going to happen from this point forward. You see, I kept thinking, well, gee, I'm such a mess up. You know, I've done everything wrong up till now. I'm 26, I'm broke, I'm not happy. Everything was wrong. That's all in the past. Every moment is a new moment.
Success is a strange thing. Presumably we want success because we think a more successful life will bring us more happiness, meaning, and fulfillment. Here's the problem. We sacrifice the thing we want, happiness, for the thing which is supposed to get it, success. Failure can make you miserable, but I'm not sure that success will make you happy. I am only worthy of love, acceptance, and belonging if I succeed. Now, powered by internal feelings of insufficiency, this person is driven to achieve many things. They're prepared to outwork, out-hustle, and out-suffer everyone else, because they're not just running toward a life they want, they're running away from a life that they fear. Success and progress ameliorates the feelings of insufficiency. Therefore, success and progress have become prioritized above everything else.
Character is at the core of a person, something they can't control, something that comes from deep within, and it causes people to have patterns of behavior. And you want to find people who have a strong character to associate with, as opposed to a weak character. And what a strong character is people who are adaptable, who are fluid, who can admit that they are wrong, who can learn from their experience, who can take criticism. So I want you to focus not on people's charming exterior, instead focus on that deep inner quality, that core, that character, because that's who they really are. Your character is creating what happens to you in life. There's the famous quote of the ancient Greek philosopher Heraclitus, "Character is fate."
As I continue to experience life and find myself, I realize that hope isn't what I thought it was. Through a lot of sorrow, it's actually been redefined for me. And I ask myself the question, what if my pain is actually my hope?
So many of us are at war with ourselves within. We have that inner conflict because we're trying to portray this image that is, you know, acceptable in the world around us, that we think is acceptable, instead of just staying true to you. And yes, when you stay true to yourself, people are going to look at you a certain way. People are going to try to knock you off your path. There's going to be a lot of external things that, you know, try to sway you this way or that way, but you got to stay true to you.
Here's my best advice. Welcome all experiences. You never know which one is going to turn everything on.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, if you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, or watch the things you gave your life for broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
There are lions in every zoo. And even though they are raised in that habitat, and most of them were born there, raised there, it should be its natural habitat to be inside of that cage. It's all of its experience are right there inside of that cage. Every moment of its life has been lived in that cage. But there's a reason why they keep that door locked. They keep it caged because the instincts of that lion says, I belong, I deserve, I thirst for something outside of this cage. And the same thing is true with you. There were times where you've known that this job is not yours. This place that you're in, there's something bigger than this. There's a city you were raised in and something told you, I've got to move out of here. I've got to go after something. There's a whole world for me to explore. Your instincts are already telling you it's time to grow.
You know that thing that you have to do that sucks? That thing? Yeah. Whether it's squats or your workout or going for a run or some paperwork or a project. That thing that you have to do that you know sucks. Well, the longer you wait, the longer it takes. Your situation will either be the reason you don't make it, or it will be the story you tell when you do make it, and you get to make that choice.
In the darkest corners of life, there's a secret power hiding in the shadows. It holds the key to transforming ordinary individuals into superhumans. Anyone can access it, but almost no one does. But if you're going to reach your fullest potential, it is vital that you find it within yourself. Life is not a spectator sport. It's a battlefield. It's a battlefield where the victorious are not the most talented. They're not the most gifted. They're not the ones who were born with the right last name. It's not something you're born with. It's something you forge in the fires of adversity.
It's time to evolve. It's time to do what beasts do. But you can't do that until you realize that there is something greater inside of you. How do you get out of the cage? How do you get out of a place where you've been stuck? You've been confined with what you can't be. It begins with a desire to test your limits. It begins with a desire to see if you can finally get out of here and discover what's on the other side of that cage wall and see if the realm that you're supposed to have dominion on is bigger than the size of your cubicle.
So never feel sorry for yourself. Never ask what else can go wrong. You just stay in the fight. When you die, you'll know, because you're no longer fighting. The dragon is all of the things, the way you self-sabotage, your self-limiting beliefs. You're not that smart. You're not that good looking. Everything internal is dragon. When you learn to master the dragon and fight through the bear, you have mastered life, my friends. And mastering the dragon means doing the self-work, doing the work that you gotta do even when you don't feel like it. Even when your emotions tell you not to, even when you begin to negotiate and the inner critic comes out, still do it.
It's like a piece of iron, and life is the blacksmith pounding it into shape. Every blow, every setback, every crushing defeat is shaping you into the most powerful version of yourself. It's not about avoiding failure. It's about embracing it. It's about learning from it and using it to grow stronger. You have to change the way you see yourself. You are not a victim of circumstances. You're a warrior in the arena of life. The storms will come. People will criticize you. You will fail. And the crushing weight of your reality will make you feel like giving up. That's when you call upon the awesome power of resilience and drive on.
I want to see what it feels like to be the greatest me. I don't care how people, if people agree with it or not, I don't care what people say. I want to see what the greatest me looks like. And I'm not there yet. I'm not. But you better bet that I'm progressing towards that person every single day.
The decisions that matter most in life, you have control over. Choosing love over hate, you have control over that. Choosing to get out of bed instead of hitting snooze, that's on you. Using pain to fuel you rather than break you, incredible opportunity. See, it's not about trying to control the outcome of the game. See, you can train and practice for hours, early mornings, late nights, blood, sweat, and tears, and the hard truth is sometimes it still won't work out. So it's about controlling who you become. Who do you become in those early mornings and those late nights?
One can have no smaller or greater mastery than mastery over oneself. That's Da Vinci. Da Vinci did amazing things with his life. I wanted to do equally amazing things with mine. And if that's the game that we're playing, if I can construct my belief system, if I can choose at any moment to believe something that's more empowering than I was believing the moment before, and that will actually find its way into my actions, allow me to do things that I couldn't do the moment before. To me, the very fundamental purpose of life is to find out how many skills I can acquire that have utility, and then put that utility to the test in service of something greater than myself.
Life, I've discovered, always sends you scenarios perfectly designed to teach you the lessons you most need to learn to get to your next grade of growth. Things never unfold for your failure. Everything always happens in your favor. And we are most alive when we are closest to our fears.
Who do you become in those hours of practice? Or are you just looking at the scoreboard? Is that the only thing that matters to you? See, life is so much more than just what's on the scoreboard. Life is about what goes into putting points on the scoreboard. This is about the means, the process. What path do you walk to get to the end? It's about spending time with the man or woman deep down that you know is meant for more. Who do you see when you stare yourself back in the mirror? Now, who do other people see? Have you just been going through life, putting on a front?
But you gotta want it more than anything. You gotta desire that roar that's inside of you that says, get up and go after it. That is given to you by God so that you could find out just how much of a king or a queen or royalty that you are. But you can't hide until you desire to see what's on the other side of your cage.
You know, I heard a quote one time from Vincent van Gogh that really rang true. He said, he has dedicated his life to his art, and he has lost his mind in the process. When I sat and I thought about that, it sounded very familiar. I have given every single thing, every ounce of my life to this craft, to perfecting my craft, and I continue to do so. And in the process, I have lost my mind, but in a good way. To regular society, to people who wake up at 9 a.m., who clock out at 5 p.m., they would look at me and say, I've lost my mind. But me, I have found it almost.
It's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say. You gotta be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great. And it takes being f***ing obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
There is a difference between passion and obsession. When you're passionate, everybody cheers you on. They're stoked for you. Oh, you found your passion? Awesome. Follow your passion. Live with passion. Be passionate. When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you gonna be so crazy? Why do you always gotta get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts. If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential.
Or when you ask yourself, do you know that you're coming up short? Do you know that you're not playing for loud? Do you know that you're more concerned with what other people think about you rather than what you think about you? Have you gotten so out of touch with the beginning, first steps? Remember when you started? Remember when you said this was on your heart? Remember when you said this was on your soul? This was your mission. This was your purpose. But you've let society, you've let cultures and everything pull you in every which way direction. These distractions have gotten the best of you, but no more. That ends today. Because I'm done letting you play yourself short. I'm letting you sell yourself short because you were meant for so much more. And I want you to see that. You want to see that. I know you do. You look yourself in the mirror and you know that there's somebody deep down with greatness, with fire, staring back at you. And you want to know how to bring them to the forefront. That decision is right here and right now.
Is not about the trophy and the accolades. It's about the grind. It's about the obstacles. It's about the challenges. It's about the pain that you endure along the way for that 30 seconds of being able to either stand on a platform, be acknowledged by individuals that are close to you, but when that happens, your mind has to immediately shift back because now you felt and tasted something that you could only get through winning. Are you willing to do it again?
I believe you're happiest not when you're watching TV. You're not happiest when you're playing with your apps. You're not happiest when you're looking for likes. You're not happiest when you're fooling around. You're happiest when you're growing.
At some point, you got to stop negotiating the price and decide your will to win is not for sale. Here's the truth. Most people's dreams can be bought. With enough failure, with enough rejection, they can't still fight. and their will to win is buyable. You can buy it with a little success or a whole bunch of failure. Most people will sell their will to win. But if you decide at this meeting, my will cannot be bought. I don't care how long it takes, you can't buy this dude out. I'll keep fighting for my family. I'm the one. I'm going to change my family tree forever. That's the decision. Decide now. You're going to keep negotiating the price, or can you not be bought?
You need to work on yourself. If you just try to be pampered, and if you're trying to be soft, and if you're trying to be the victim of those, you're not going to go anywhere. We need to get stronger. We need to get tougher. We need to not be afraid of failure. We got to face adversity. Adversity breeds character. We have to be willing to go through hardship, through suffering. Don't shy away from any of that, because it just makes you stronger.
There's been a constant war, a war with fear. Those who have the courage to conquer it are made free. And those who are conquered by it are made to suffer until they have the courage to defeat it. This is where we make a choice. Either I fight now or I fight later. When you put off this fight, you allow your fear to grow stronger. You allow it to morph into something that will drag on for years and haunt you down until you have the courage or force to fight it. Why not face it now?
Our minds are morphing from minute to minute. If we let go. If you are not paying attention, if you are on cruise control, then your mind is not under your own control. We can't be in cruise control. You can't let your mind be in cruise control. You have to be cognizant of what you're thinking. You have to be cognizant. You have to be aware of how you are being influenced.
Don't never let anybody take your belief in yourself away from you because they hurting your side. Don't you never let nobody do that. Always believe in who you are in the darkest moments, man. In the darkest moments, when you at that pain, when you at the bottom, know that you're going to get back up. But you got to believe that you're going to get back up.
Make it a resolution of discipline to get better, smarter, healthier, more productive, to eat cleaner, live more, to go and do.
Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. Love a little more, hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing.
You have nothing in this world to conquer or to challenge or to transcend apart from your mind. All your neighbors live here. Your enemies and friends live here. Your gods and demons live here. And yourself, imagined, lives here.
100% means that you are 100% accountable for your life. Take 100% responsibility for your choices. Your life will be determined far more by the choices you make than it will by your circumstances. Intellect and talent carry no weight unless you're willing to make the correct choices.
Sacrifice is a contract with the future, but it's not a contract with any particular person. It's a contract with the spirit of humanity as such. It's something like that. And so when you think about it that way, that should make you faint with amazement, because that is such a bloody amazing idea to come up with that idea that you can bargain with the future. We suffer. What do we do about it? We figure out how to bargain with the future.
The work comes before the belief. And what that actually means is that you're going to have to do some work. And you're going to have to keep doing it, and you're going to have to do it when you're not seeing a result, and then a result will begin to sprout as you do this. You're going to have faith, all right? And when that result starts to sprout, start to have some belief. You say, hey, shit, I can do this. This is actually working. And then you work a little bit more, and a little bit more success sprouts. And that's how this goes, and that's what that saying means. Control the things you think about. You can actually control how you feel. You can control what you think, and you can definitely control what you do. Do not be a slave to influence. You gotta be the master of your mind. You gotta control your mind. You gotta exercise mind control. That means you gotta pay attention and be aware all day. That's what you gotta do.
Stop trying to be a traffic policeman in your own head. Let it run. Just remain detached like you're witnessing. The witness is never involved in the scene that it's witnessing. Because the moment you become involved in the scene, you become part of the scene. So the witness has to stand apart. Just keep witnessing first your traffic, the mind stuff, and it's daily. It's your family, friends, a job, the money, things, the weather, everything that's coming up.
So we come from a generation when something is broken, we don't throw it away, we fix it. When you can be happy in the midst of hardship, then you see the true potential of the mind. When you can't control what's happening, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is. Control what you can control. I can control my attitude. I can control my words. I can control my perspective. I can control the lens in which I see it. Because if I can control what I can control in the moment, what's happening externally is not going to affect and impact my true potential and my true advancement as a person.
We're built to walk uphill. And when you reach the pinnacle of the hill, you want to stop and appreciate the vision, but the next thing you want is a higher hill in the distance, because it's from the uphill climb that we derive our value, and I mean this technically. So almost all the positive emotion we feel, especially the emotion that fills us with enthusiasm, that's experienced in relationship to a goal. You want a goal that you can never attain, right? So you can always move closer to the goal that recedes as you move towards it. Because as you pursue that goal, you put yourself together and your life does get better and richer and more abundant.
Your life and you are entirely up to you. You will eventually live the life that you design. So give 100%. It will bring fulfillment and hope and light and joy into your life, regardless of where you come from, regardless of those traumatic or difficult circumstances that want to weigh you down and pull you away from your purpose here in life. When you give 100%, you will change your story.
And I ask you this question, do you really love yourself? And the reason I'm asking you this is, if you really loved yourself, would you still be accepting less? If you really loved yourself, would you still be settling for less? Would you still be doing less? Would you still be around less? Would you still be that environment? Would you still be just accepting what the world gives you? Would you still just believe in opinions put on your life that have no idea the plan that God has for your life? Would you give a half-assed effort with your kids and parenting? Would you give a half-assed effort in your relationships, your friendships, your business? But the truth is, the matter is, we don't really love ourselves if we're not giving our best effort to ourselves. So if you're in this phase where it doesn't feel like it's worth it, where it doesn't feel like it's very fun, just remember that you keep going and you do not let your feelings dictate what your actions will be, the results will always be there.
Whatever your fear is, your faith is stronger. But the faith will only come when you put it into practice. You must test yourself against yourself and believe that anything that I come up against must also come up against me. You must be willing to stand on the shores of life and let the waves of problems, trials, and tribulations try to wash over you and stand there on the shore and say, I've made it. I made it because I stood here and withstood all that came up against me. Life is full of battles. You'll always go in one. But when you go through it, you'll come out stronger. You'll come out faster. You're a warrior. And everything inside of you must become a constant conversation of overcoming, because war is coming. the war of your finance, the war of relationship. You must be willing to fight every way you can until you win. It's never over unless you quit. In a warrior's code, there is no surrender.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Are you interested in achieving these goals, or are you committed? And that question transformed my life. If you're interested, you'll do what's convenient. You'll come up with stories and excuses and reasons why you can't. But if you're committed, you will do whatever it takes. You'll let go of your stories. You'll let go of your excuses. You'll let go of all the reasons you currently have that are formulating your identity of yourself. And you'll learn how to let that go and become who you are destined to become.
You have to travel light if you want to go high. You've got to give up to go up. That's what this law is all about. Less is more. This law teaches us that there is no reward without paying a price. Pay now, play later. If you play now, you'll pay later. What he taught me was invaluable. That was the root of the law of sacrifice. If you give up, you could certainly go up.
Life is giving you a new opportunity. Sometimes it's good to take it. And when this lifetime takes something from you, you need to learn to let go.
So you need to foster the belief in what you are dreaming so that it becomes a reality, which is very different than saying, I don't expect anybody to believe it until I see it. You need people to believe it before they can see it.
Your imagination is there. Don't you remember when you were a child? You believed everything that you thought. You believed everything that your imagination could draw. But then people told you to be realistic. People told you to come back to reality. People told you what you can and cannot do. And as a young, innocent child, that you can only do so much. It's time to stop believing those lies.
You wake up every single morning and you have a choice. You can choose to do the thing that you did yesterday that got you closer to your goal, or you can choose to do something else. That's your choice. So if you're asking me how to stay consistent, you just have to choose to do the thing you did yesterday that got you closer to your goals. The reason you don't stay consistent is because you make the wrong choice. There's no hack. There's no secret. There's no motivational video that's going to make it so you make the right choice.
When you have nothing left, and you feel like emptiness is the only thing that you know, it's very easy to fall into hopelessness. But have you ever thought that maybe you have to be emptied of what was so that you can be refilled with what's to be? Maybe this emptiness is what you've been asking for in its infancy. So maybe you're empty on purpose.
Find something. Find a thing that you genuinely enjoy, because getting good at things you genuinely enjoy is extremely beneficial.
The less you challenge yourself, the less you grow. You can't run from discomfort because you think you can't overcome it. Put yourself in situations that force you to improve, build new habits, and destroy the bad ones. In order to feel fulfilled in this life, you always need a dragon to slay. So set a goal, choose your own adventure, and embrace the challenge.
Your excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you, if you let them. When your excuses make you feel a little bit better about the fact that you didn't execute on what you needed to execute on, then they can make you feel better. But they're not helping you. They're not helping you at all.
You see, what stands between us and achieving even our most ambitious dreams has far less to do with possessing some magical skill or talent, and far more to do with how we approach problems and make decisions to solve them.
You're living on frequencies. Now, when you think of something, what you've done is you've flipped your brain onto a higher frequency. The very fact you can see it is all the proof you need to know you can get it. What you have to do is raise your level of consciousness to that frequency, and then you will attract whatever's on that frequency, all the good you need to manifest the idea. Any idea that's held in the mind, that's emphasized, that's either feared or revered, so it could be better, good, will begin at once to clothe itself in the most convenient and appropriate form available. It starts to move into form.
The way that I see it, given that we don't know the future, given that much of our motivations are invisible to us, we're not a crystal pond that we can see into, you have to have some form of delusion about what's going to happen in the future. You're trying your best to see the way that it's going to be, but given that the glass could be half empty or half full, why not have a delusion that's going to be useful to you, one of hope, even in the face and the understanding that things might be difficult and that there's going to be obstacles?
Even when I do not feel like doing something, to do it. That my brain doesn't dictate how. My brain does not get to choose. My brain can feel a certain way, but it's not going to choose how I behave all the time. I just can't let it do it anymore. I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action.
Leonardo da Vinci famously said, "God will sell you anything at the price of labor." And that is true. So what you have to do is, if you want something, you have to work for it. Mm-hmm. And most people that think that the world is based off of luck have never truly worked for something. Not enough to understand that luck does not exist. It's merely a game of probabilities. You work hard, you work more, you work longer, and eventually you can increase your odds of success. And you have to increase your probabilities by increasing your skill set.
Do it sad, do it angry, do it heartbroken, do it miserable, do it excited, do it energized, do it happy, do it tired, do it confident, do it discouraged. Do it anyway. However you got to get it done, make sure it gets done. That's what separates the winners from the losers. That's what separates those that get what they want from those that only talk about what they want. So whatever you got to do, get it done.
When a hero stumbles, well, the cowards rejoice. Nothing feels better to a coward than to watch a brave guy fall.
This life is not here to make you suffer. This life is here to make you understand what is your potential. Maybe there is something bigger that you can become. This is also meaning, discover your potential.
You may be frustrated with where you are right now, but think about the story that you can tell later when you're where you want to be. If you're working some shitty job right now, or you're broke, or you're in debt, or you just got fired, it sucks right now. But one day, this will be a chapter of your life that you'll not only be grateful for, but one that you can use to inspire other people. So before you start feeling sorry for yourself, remind yourself of the story that you're going to tell later. Knowing how far you've come and being able to tell that story is going to be worth whatever you're going through right now.
You got two choices. One, you get scared, you give up, and then you burn up. And the second one,
it's like, Jack! Jack! Fucking fear! And you barrel through it. And when you come out on the other side, I guarantee you, you're going to be stronger than you ever thought possible.
You lose more life trying to optimize everything than just living it. The stress of trying to be perfect is killing you more quickly than your imperfections.
I will never wish for fewer epic stories at the end of my life. And
I've never regretted failures. I've always regretted things that I didn't try.
Dreams have a purpose, but those dreams are not necessarily to be fulfilled. They are a vehicle that gets you moving.
Very easy to stay in that realm of comfort with the people at the bottom, but you'll never fly high enough. You may have to go at it alone, and you may be your only supporter, but that's okay, because that's the most important supporter. That's the one that you can rely on to put in the work every single day, despite what you're going through, because it's hard to rely on people, especially ones who don't see the vision.
This is one of the best questions, I think, to ask yourself when faced with a decision, which is, what would you tomorrow want you today to do?
You might be dealing with a lot right now, and it might be easier to hide and run from it all. Don't. Embrace the storm. Let it harden you, because on the other side of the struggle is a version of you that is stronger, healthier, and more unstoppable than you ever thought possible. Running away from the challenge won't get you anywhere, but showing up for yourself, even when it's hard, will. Stay strong. You got this.
There's a self in you that wants to come out, that's there, that's buried within, that will feel better. When we bring it out, we feel better. The lower self is our animal nature. When you're bringing out the higher self, you're becoming human. Your lower self is your addictions. You're always wanting something easy and fast and quick. And when you indulge in that, you don't feel good. You want to bring out that higher self. And I want you to confront that and not deny it anymore and see that that's in you. It's in everyone. It's not like every human has it. It's extremely democratic.
Ultimately, happiness comes down to the decision of choosing to become aware of our mental afflictions or choosing to be ruled by them. This is what hard feels like. Did you think the thing that you wanted to try and achieve was going to be easy? No. Okay. So what's the entry price of trying to achieve this thing? Well, it's hard. Like, you are here to be challenged by things. This is what hard feels like.
You can be very grateful for what it is you have right now and still be ambitious with goals and dreams and visions that you want for yourself. And in fact, being grateful is part of being happy along the journey. Being happy along the journey takes three components. It takes gratitude, it takes a mission, and it takes discipline. And if you have those three things operating in your being, you're going to be happy along the way. That's reality.
Do it sad, do it angry, do it heartbroken, do it miserable, do it excited, do it energized, do it happy, do it tired, do it confident, do it discouraged, do it anyway.
Life is not just the passing of time. Life is a collection of experiences, their frequency and their intensity. Life is not just watching the clock tick away. Life is a collection of experiences, their intensity, their frequency. Whatever the span of your life turns out to be, here's what you want to fill it up with: experiences and the intensity of those experiences.
Success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure, because the human mind is not going to make you happy. This brain of yours won't do it. You have to direct it. And there's no worse fate than to achieve everything and not be fulfilled.
There are a lot of voices in life trying to define us, tell us who we are. Sometimes they're uplifting, a parent telling us that we're talented, we can do great things. Other times they're negative. You're not attractive. There's nothing special about you. You made too many mistakes. You missed your chance. When you listen to all these voices, it's easy to think, who's telling the truth? Who am I? Here's the key. The only voice that matters is your voice.
The fastest way to change your life is to start keeping the promises you make to yourself. You chose this, and even though it might be hard, you still owe it to yourself to see it through. Don't live with regret. Put it all on the line and let it play out the way it's supposed to. The last thing you want to do is wonder what if. Don't give yourself that option. Make it happen now.
every night when we go to sleep, right before bed, most of us set our alarm for the next morning. In other words, we're making a promise to ourselves that I'm going to wake up at a certain time. I don't hit the snooze button. I believe that one action helps me build a greater amount of confidence and reputation with myself, because immediately I kept the promise to myself. And now I stacked a W, a win instead of an L.
He said, I want what all other men want. He said, I guarantee you, when I line up and they line up, I want what all other men want. You want what all other men want. The same way you want the victory, they want the victory. I want what all other men want. He said, but when the pressure hits, when the opposition hits, when the challenge hits, when the pain creeps in, when the uncertainty creeps in, when the cuts, when the scars, when the bruises come, I want what all other men want. He said, but when the opposition and adversity shows up, I just want it a little bit more than they want it. And so that's how I conquer, and that's how nobody has ever beaten me yet.
5 easy steps, 10 steps to greatness, no, 8 steps to this. And those steps for success, they're infinite. They are infinite. Mm. You cannot count them. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. Those steps are constantly shifting. You don't know if they're there. Sometimes you have to trust that the next step is going to be there when you can't even see it. And sometimes when you step on that step, you go right into quicksand. But you got to be able to pull yourself back out of it again. So everybody's looking for these steps, and there are no steps. Those steps never, never end. And you just can't climb steps.
Once you stop giving it, once you stop showing up for them, once you decide not to be used no more, once you decide to choose you, you're going to see how they really feel about you. You're going to see who really loves you for you, because most people, once you choose you, their love disappears. Some of you had a job that only loves you for what you bring to the job. As soon as you ask for a raise, as soon as you ask for a day off, you're replaced. And the thing that I want to tell you, this is, so many of us, we hide our true selves to the world because we're so afraid to be judged. We're so afraid that people will walk out of their life. We're so afraid to lose this and lose that. I'm going to tell you something. I want you to hear me clear. When you don't be who you are, when you don't truly be yourself and who you are, you know what happens in your life? You attract the wrong things in your life.
To motivate actually means to provide a motive, a reason why. So to motivate someone is to explain to them why they're doing what they're doing, how it will help them, where it'll take them, why they should continue to work and to struggle and to fight. And when you need motivation yourself, don't look for someone to scream and yell. Don't look for someone else to give you motivation. Look at yourself. Look at yourself and remind yourself why you are doing what you are doing.
I'm here to challenge you. If you have this take it easy mentality, can you consider being a little harder on yourself? Can you stop letting yourself off the hook? I know it's easy to let yourself off the hook, to make an excuse. Your winning routine has a pattern. Each time you repeat that pattern, it becomes a discipline. And if you break that discipline, you are more likely to lose. So I'm asking you, what if you tossed and turned all night, but you still got up anyway? What if you didn't sleep well, but you still got up anyway? What if you were harder on yourself? What if you set higher expectations for yourself? What if you raised the standards for yourself? And then what if you could stop surrounding yourself with people who subscribe to the take it easy mentality?
Mano y mano. If you ain't got more heart than me, if you ain't been working harder than me, if you ain't sacrificed more than me, I'm going to destroy you. And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care if you say we outnumbered. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat. We don't run. Every man must search his own soul.
Like, you don't judge a person by where they stand in times of comfort and convenience. You judge them by where they stand in times of challenge and controversy. And if you ain't woke, like when you woke for something, it give you a different type of attachment to it. The harder you woke, the harder it is to surrender. That's why cats can give up so easy. They ain't got nothing invested. They ain't worked for it. They ain't sacrificed for it. Every time it get tough, they go blow weed. They ain't working for it, right? They ain't got nothing sacrificed into it. But when a cat work for something, like when a cat been sacrificed for something, well, you gonna have a cold day in hell before you take it from them.
Like, we all know what the right thing is, but it's easy to adopt a take it easy mindset and then succumb to balance. But there's no one that I know that takes it easy or has balance and lives a lifestyle of freedom. There just simply isn't. Everyone that I know sets themselves up for higher expectations.
Dark side is something that's in everybody, but it's a situation that you have to control the dark side. If it controls you, that's when things start to go real, real bad. That's when you have a tendency to go to what I call the other side. But if you harness the fuel that's from that dark side, whether it's anger, whether it's fear, and turn that into positive fuel, it'll help you really succeed at whatever you're trying to do.
Never forget the people that played a part in you getting in this position. Never forget what you're made out of. But on the road to success, on the road to accomplishment, on the road to evolving and development, if the game of break goes against you in light, the only favor I ask of you, because in light, people don't burn out, people don't quit, and people don't underachieve because of what they do. People burn out, people quit, and people underachieve because light makes them forget why they do it. And so the only favor I ask of you, if the game of break of light go against you, don't let up. Put on more steam.